We won't be too long in our words portion this morning, but I did want to share with you two new ones that I picked up. You know, the little sayings that we shouldn't say that we need to learn not to? One of them was, you'll catch your death of cold. And the other one, that drives me up a wall. And I was wondering if it would be a Porsche or maybe a Tesla or, I don't know, some kind of car that can climb walls. I don't know if you're going to drive up a wall. I don't know. But anyway, the one on our list is, the last one we finished off with is, I prayed and it didn't work out. And we went to Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, the biblical answer for that. So I won't go back there. But the other one is, I'll never get ahead. And that's a confession concerning our finances. And I don't know if you've ever had that sense of frustration or anxiety about your bills seem to be more than your dollar bills, and one pile outweighs the other, if you've ever been there, you know, from time to time in your life, and you just wonder, how is this going to happen? And we've learned, actually, that from time to time, we just lay our hands on the stack of bills and thank the God that He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider,
yeah, that's right.
and that His provision will be made. Mm-hmm. And even though there's been times when we didn't see how it was going to happen, see, we got to just quit trying to figure out how God might just do something. It's better just to say He will, because He said He would. That's why I don't ask why so many times, because He already said it. He's always right, so I might as well just give in to that and go with it. So my answer for that, number four on your list, if you still have it with you, I don't know if you do, Philippians 4:19. We were just there. Anybody remember what it says? I can hear a whisper. What does it say? Nice and loud. All right. That's very good. How about Jeremiah 29:11? Barbara knows that one. What does that one say? I just want to hear it from you. So. Yeah, that's the one. All right, I'll read it. I'm Mr. Mouth with the mic. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let's read that again. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. When the Lord hears us thinking about, I'll never get these debts paid, or I'll never get these bills paid, that started with a thought before it came out of our mouth. And the interesting is this, according to this, God already knows the thoughts. He already knows what we're thinking before it comes out of our mouth, and it's time to stop it. Because when we say that, we kind of put ourselves in a bind. We're ensnared with the words of our mouth. Especially because it sounds pretty final. I'll never get ahead. Does that mean we're going to leave all our bills for our kids to pay? That's what our government does. It's being able to exercise a childlike faith. I thought life was a struggle before I knew the Lord. And then after I got saved, we still have opportunities for it to be a struggle, but it doesn't have to be. And that's a very crucial difference between the BC and the AD. As before, we were kind of on our own. But when we gave our life to Christ and we became His, we became adopted children, I never saw God have a bad day. I never seen in the Word where he just didn't know what to do. He had so much lack that he looked over at the Holy Spirit and says, "Jesus, I think we'll just drink some wine and put our feet up and kick back and que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be." Never saw him say that anywhere in the Word. But he said, "I know those thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace." Why would he give us thoughts of peace? Because we're not at peace if we're thinking things like, "I'll never get ahead." We're thinking finances and how there's no peace in that, because you can become anxious. You can become distressed. You can become worrisome. And worry is meditating on the words of the devil. I heard Gloria Copeland say that once, and it caught my ear, and I memorized it instantly. Worrying is meditating on the words of the devil, because you see, it has its roots in fear. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? That's right. And so here God is in the restorative process of restoring our thoughts so that they come back in the right place. And hopefully, it's like the old stick shift cars. You had to put the clutch in before your car was in gear. Well, sometimes then our mouth speaks before our brain is in gear. And that's just really the silly truth of the matter. And he said, thoughts of peace and not of evil. And I will give you an expected end, or to give you an expected end. That means an end with hope. And that hope is in God's word. It's that hope that's in his provision for us. And it comes back to like what Paul said, I know what it's like to be abased, and I know what it's like to abound, but his contentment was in knowing that God was his provider. And that's going to help us to overcome not being overcome by what we see or what we know or what we perceive things to be. There were times here at the church when I thought there was going to have to print up a closed sign and put it on the front door. And then something said, "No, let's wait until Monday and see what happens. We're not going to use the building again until Tuesday." And a big check would come in the mail on Monday morning with, "Good, we're good for another week."
Glory.
I mean, that's the testimony of this place over the years. We've been here 36 years. And I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of days in the beginning it was like that. And we went through times of where we didn't even know if the lights were going to get paid, but we always made sure they were, or God made sure. And we just released our faith that, no, he hasn't called us to close the place up. He didn't call us to be here to put the shingle out and turn it over and close it up. And somehow, over the years, and now, if you look at the finances out there, not only has the church been paid off for countless numbers of years, and this is a shout out to the praise and provision of God, there's $10,000 over and above the cost of doing business, and that's what's in the checkbook today.
Glory.
You can thank God for that. But you can still tithe and give offerings just so it don't go down to 9. You know that was coming. But that's his provision. And because it's like our household sometimes. Sometimes it looks like the bills are more than what our budget will allow us. But that's before we laid hands on them, and that's before we believe God. I don't know how they're going to get done. He's our provider. We gave our life to him. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that testimony. It just confirms that this word is true once again, doesn't it? And sometimes we can suddenly get rattled, but that's the but. It's the but that usually stops faith in us from working, because we try to consider. And but it's also stopped us from saying those words, "I'll never get ahead," and that's where I'm going to end, because that's where we started. and everything, kind of, even in the Philippians verses in Paul's writing to the church. He came to the same end. He was sitting in prison, contemplating probably. It doesn't say he worried about his life because he was willing to give it already. That was already settled. He just learned how to continue to trust the Lord no matter what circumstances look like. And we need to do the same. And if we're a little lax, got to tighten up. We got all the rest of this year to live and on into eternity. So I'll leave that with you. Please try to remember to not to say I'll never get ahead, because you don't want to stop that flow. And words like that will stop it. So be of good cheer. We only have 20 of those left, plus the two I added. And I know we have a lot of fun with them. And we will as we go along. But it's always good when we check in with the Lord and see what he has to say about the same situation. And I think we would all choose what he has to say.